from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hour 5, fifth and final hour of the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and your Red Hot Rangers pregame is coming up at 6:30 here on The Fan. What a performance last night from John Gray and Josh Smith to get the job done. We'll hope for the best here. Could be looking at a sweep when we get off on the air tomorrow. You'll have a matinee series finale, but a lot of business to take care of between now and then. And as you've seen so far, probably won't be easy. As at Jared Sandler joins us now here to talk more Rangers. And good evening to you, Jared. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Is the birthday boy there?
He is.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
How old are you?
He's alive.
33.
Wow.
I know.
Larry Bird year.
It's crazy.
It's wild, bro.
When did you start? What 2016?
2016 with The Fan, yeah.
You know, one of Zach's first, maybe first month on the job, he pulled the, I got some, like, BS excuse. I don't want to do extra innings, so he could go, like, try and meet up with some girl or something. And I called him out on his crap, and he, like, sheepishly admitted the next day that it was a lie. You remember this?
I don't think I ever admitted that was a lie. It was my mother's birthday.
No, it was the term woman, you did admit it. Loosely. What's that?
Yeah. No, I remember this date. I remember that.
It was not. You have left for your mom's birthday. You left for some bogus reason once, and I was like, I really want to like this kid because my cousin knew him and told me that he was a good kid, and he's like happy, and he's, you know, the woolly bully, right? He's like smiles, and
he's always having a gay old time.
Yeah, well,
there's a dark side though, as you found out that day.
What's that?
There's a dark side though.
Yeah, there is. There's a, but he was like a little heavier back then, so like he was like this round ball of fun and smiles, but he obviously didn't want to do extra innings, and I don't blame him. That's all right.
Sorry, Jared.
I think
love
that's
you.
When he went out on the Bumble date, and then he drove by and he saw the girl walking into the restaurant, and he realized that she had done some false advertising. And then he just drove back home.
Oh wow, so I've been a victim of that before.
No way.
It's huge. It's rampant these days.
So before I met Emily, I was set up by a mutual friend. I was set up on a blind date by this girlfriend of mine and her friend. Little did her friend know that the mutual friend's allegiance was more to me. So I got the truth of the story. But we were sitting there, and I'm a punctual person, so I'm on time. This chick's late, but like I know what she looks like, right? So she walks in, and so I'm trying to be a gentleman. I see her walk in this restaurant or bar and bar restaurant type thing, and I stand up because I'm gonna go and greet her and you know whatever. And she clearly sees me, and instead of coming to the table, she goes to the bathroom. So I sit back down. It was kind of like, you know, you extend your hand for a handshake, and then it's not reciprocated. She wasn't that. She was like 10, 15 yards away, so she could have played it off as if she didn't see me. So I sit back down, and next thing I know, I'm looking at my phone. Next thing I know, I see her walking out the restaurant, and I'm thinking, oh, maybe she left something in her car. Well, then I get a text from her like 30 seconds later. Hey, sorry, something came up. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. Well, I don't think she realized that I saw her. Like you were there. I found out that when I stood up, she saw that I was only 5'7".
Oh no!
And she made the determination that it wasn't going to work out anyway, so she just bailed.
Wow!
And like that was a big ego hit. I mean, like
that stinks.
Yeah, like what? I would have. I don't care. She honestly could have sat down and been like, hey, I just want to be real with you. I know we just met.
Shut up,
Pip. I need someone. I'm looking for someone who's taller. But let's hang out and you know, whatever. And I'll be like, cool. Like, I'll pay for you. I'll still, whatever. Get
I'm
a free meal.
I'm looking for somebody hotter.
It.
So it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it's okay. I should have been. But, like, I have had that happen to me where my height ended a date prematurely.
I didn't know you were only 5'7", Jared.
5'6" and 3/4", but we'll round up.
On a dating app, you would put 5'7" at least, right?
Yeah,
don't put the height.
I think after that experience, and that was not through a dating app, but I was on the apps at that time. I took my height off of, like, I no longer put that on there out of self-esteem issues.
A little mystery box on the height here.
Hey, yeah. Jared, man, you're a real G for telling that story. I would have kept that to myself for life.
Oh, Lucius, you know, I don't have anything to hide.
Gotta be honest.
Clearly.
I'm ugly with a big nose. I don't have anything to hide.
You don't have anything to hide?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Appreciate that short story, dog.
Did you ever look into those leg extensions? Or weren't you telling me you did actually after that night?
Come on.
Yeah,
dog.
No, I did try the Michael Jordan hanging upside down from a pole thing for about 15 seconds at a buddy's house. He had a pull-up bar, and I fell on my head, and so that also probably explains a lot too, but I never really went that route. But I'll admit, guys, I'm going to tell you something. Full disclosure, I got Emily, my wife's cousin, has celiacs before and had it before it was like a very commonly diagnosed thing. And so he went into high school like 5'1", like a buck five, or he was nothing. And they had him on HGH. He's now like 6'2" and like a normal looking human being. Like, if I knew I wasn't going to get in trouble for it, like I wasn't going to play professional sports, I would have I probably would have taken HGH just to like get a few extra inches.
Yeah, Messi did that. That's how he ended up so damn strong.
Yeah, really?
He was 12 years old, and he was the size of like a 7-year-old.
Should have done it.
So they started souping him up.
It's never too late.
Jared's Ranger preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. John Gray in July. What's going right for John these days?
Well, I thought his fastball command was much better. And, you know, obviously some nights his slider is going to be better than other nights. But even on a below-average night for John with his slider, that can be a really good pitch. But when he's not commanding his fastball, it's not so much necessarily that he's not throwing strikes. It's that he's not throwing quality strikes, and he gets hit around. And I thought last night he did a much better job of commanding the fastball, and he needed that. You know, you can say, well, he was the White Sox. You know, does that really count? Well, yeah, it does count. Okay, these are major leaguers too, but it doesn't matter. He needed that sort of a start to maybe get back going the right direction, and he gave it to the team. You know, it wasn't just that he pitched well and limited damage. I mean, he was so efficient, too. You know, he could have gone deeper into the game, but strategically the Rangers made a decision. They didn't want John facing Luis Robert for a fourth time in a one-run game, which is a very worthy decision, you know, based on the data. But, you know, it wasn't like pitch count was really an issue, and that was really great to see.
I don't know if I've ever eaten or had to eat more crow than I am currently with, you know, what I said about Josh Smith in the offseason, what I said about him at spring training. This is great now. It's over 100 games. Do you take this to the bank that he's broken out into all-star caliber player?
Yeah, I think, Gavin, for this year, absolutely. Now, you know, we see this from time to time with guys, and they have a pop year, and then, you know, the next year, it's so tough to replicate, whether it's the league making adjustments or, you know, their own abilities and consistencies or lack thereof. I think with Josh, the reason why I feel really good about his ability to remain a valuable bat is the plate discipline. So I'll use an example. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but Danny Santana. You guys remember Danny Santana? Yeah. He was the Rangers team MVP during one of those down years, between 2016 and 2023. And Danny Santana was, at one point a big prospect for the Twins. So it wasn't, you know, the trajectory wasn't the same. He was an opening day center fielder for the Twins one year, but it never worked out. It just hadn't worked out. Now, there might have been some performance-enhancing reasons for Danny Santana. I think he got popped later on. But he came back that next year, and he wasn't the same guy. Danny Santana didn't walk. He swung at everything. You know, he took advantage of the fact that he was a relatively unknown or maybe a guy that had not had a successful track record and teams pitched to him, and he took advantage of strikes, and good for him. You know, he had a good year. But that sort of thing isn't sustainable if you don't have the discipline to go along with it. And the thing that I love about Josh, the reason why I believe that, you know, he's got an ability to have a long career, obviously you've got the defensive component. He's a very good defender and versatile. But the plate discipline, that is what is sustainable. The ability to constantly put yourself in a position to succeed by swinging at good pitches. And he's clearly improved his ability to drive the ball this year. But, you know, he's getting an everyday opportunity, and I think he's rewarding the Rangers, you know, in addition to some tweaks he's made at the plate. But that plate discipline, to me, is really the heart of everything when it comes to Josh Smith's offensive success.
We're back with more Rangers preview with Jared Sandler after these messages here on your home of the champs, 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. We're 11 minutes from Rangers pregame as they host the White Sox again. Segment's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And our proper round tripper around the bases is brought to you by Uber Eats as we resume here with Jared Sandler. Sands, with the M's losing this afternoon, chances of selling are just plummeting fast, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that in combination, obviously, with the Rangers and hopefully closing out this series and then going to Toronto and taking care of business, it seems like that makes decisions a little bit easier. Now, I will say this. I think there are scenarios in which the Rangers could sell and buy because of the pitching they have coming back. So you got Cody Bradford and Tyler Mahle coming back. So, you know, it's not like you're desperate in the rotation. So you add those guys, you add Mahle to the rotation, that bumps someone to the bullpen. You add Bradford to the bullpen. Now all of a sudden, maybe there's a guy you could sell and get something back that maybe helps you for next year. Maybe, I'm just going to throw a scenario out. Maybe you trade Michael Lorenzen. He's on an expiring contract, and you trade him to a team that needs some starting depth for their postseason push, and from that team you get, you know, a good but not great relief prospect, but someone who's, you know, close to being big league ready and could be in your bullpen next year. Because you don't necessarily need – it's not that you don't need Michael Lorenzen. I don't want to put it that way, but you have the ability to do that because the Rangers are uniquely situated from a depth standpoint. But I do think overall, Gavin, the idea of this team just selling has an arrow trending downward with the way these last few days have played out.
Jared, how difficult then is it to walk in the clubhouse? Is it kind of, yeah, you're playing well, but, you know, there might be guys that aren't going to be here anymore? Is that kind of a difficult thing to deal with?
For the players?
For the players, for anybody. I mean, Boats kind of talked about it. He hadn't had to have a discussion with anybody about it. But I guess it's a kind of a hard thing to deal with if you're thinking, well, am I going to be here or not?
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely tough. And that's why, you know, sometimes you see players, especially younger players, sometimes when they know that they might get traded, their performance dips in July because, you know, they're having to deal with this and the uncertainty. Where am I going to end up? What if I'm married and I got a young kid. You know, how are we going to deal with that? I mean, there's so many human factors that come into play. But, yeah, I think that, you know, these guys know, right? Baradas, you know these athletes, they try and insulate themselves and just take it one day at a time, any cliche you want to throw out there. But the reality is they know what's going on. And, you know, obviously this is a group that it's not a team like the White Sox. They know that they're selling, right? It's just a matter of, you know, for certain guys where they're going to end up. Maybe a Garrett Crochet, am I going to get traded, am I not? But they know they're going to sell. With the Rangers, it could go both ways. And so you could either be one big happy family that goes after another World Series, or maybe it gets broken up depending on, you know, the performance. And thankfully the performance here over the last few days has, you know, pointed towards maybe taking a crack at this.
What have you thought about Foshue and then Jonathan Ornelas, who of course had that great defensive play last night?
Yeah, I mean, Jonathan's play last night, maybe one of the best plays we've seen all year. You know, with Johnny, he's shown really strong exit velocity numbers in AAA, but it's a matter of getting that to translate here and getting the ball in the air and not hitting as many ground balls. I think with Justin, he's hit some balls hard. You know, he's a guy that you're going to appreciate over a larger sample size, and hopefully he gets that opportunity off tonight, but hopefully back at it tomorrow, and you know, he'll start to get some hits to fall.
You're the man, Sands. Have a great night, and we'll chat with you tomorrow after the game.
Have a great trip, fellas.
Yes, sir. Have a good night. Okay.
What was that all
about? Good night.
You too.
Yeah, you have a great trip too, Jared.
I know that. I do that all
make
the time.
Sure it's good.
Enjoy the movie, you too.
Okay. Afternoon baseball tomorrow starting at 1:30. Max Scherzer on the hill will be on about 4:30 or so. Salute to Alba Limos. They're about to pick us up and take us to the airport. We'll be in Oxnard tomorrow. Go to albalimos.com for all your transportation needs. For Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup and Carter Freeman coordinating your video, Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow after the game, you're going home with the nation. At ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.